You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Now, under federal law, anyone who reaches a U.S. port of entry can make a claim for asylum. That's the law. But now it appears U.S. Customs and Border Patrol is adopting a new tactic to keep out immigrants, telling border agents to physically get between would-be asylum seekers before they reach a border checkpoint to file an asylum claim. After hearing reports of this happening, veteran journalist Robert Moore, former editor of the El Paso Times, went to a border crossing between El Paso and Ciudad Juarez to see for himself. And he's been writing about what he's learning for Texas Monthly. Bob, welcome back to The Standard.
Thanks for having me.
There's a picture that accompanies the article that you did for Texas Monthly. It looks like you took this picture on a border bridge, the Paso del Norte Bridge. Is that right?
That's right. It's the main pedestrian bridge linking El Paso and Juarez, although it's also used for vehicle traffic, too.
So what is it that you saw transpiring there before your own eyes?
We saw officers from Customs and Border Protection stopping people at the top of the bridge, which is where the boundary is, which is very unusual. Usually when you cross into El Paso, the inspection is down at the bottom of the bridge at the port of entry itself. But they were intercepting people. And if they found that they were Central Americans intending to apply for asylum, they were telling the Central Americans that they were at capacity and they couldn't process them at this time and to come back later, although they would never say what later meant.
Would they say what the consequences would be if they just decided to go on down and try to make, an asylum claim?
No, they didn't, in large part, I would suspect, because there would be no consequences. The law requires that anyone seeking asylum, regardless of status, must be allowed to make that claim. They never said, oh, you can't apply for asylum or you better not come forward. They just said, you know, you can't come in today, and backed that up in at least one case with a CBP officer who was carrying a semi-automatic rifle.
So what they're doing is they're, in a sense, physically preventing some of these would-be asylum seekers from moving forward because, I mean, if someone's holding a semi-automatic rifle or something like that, you're going to think twice.
Yes, they're definitely a show of force to try to intimidate them, to prevent them from moving forward. You know, if you're someone coming from Central America and not familiar with asylum laws or anything, and a law enforcement agent tells you, sorry, we're closed today, you're probably not going to challenge them. And it's a rare case that what happened on Saturday was able to happen where there was somebody who did know the law that was there with the migrant to be able to make that case and tell CBP, you have to take them in.
Well, what are experts saying about this tactic? Because as you say, this is highly unusual and I would suspect possibly unlawful. I'm not sure.
Based on talking with the ACLU and other attorneys out there, a writer for Vox did a follow-up on my piece the other day, talking with legal experts as well. And the law is very clear here that if someone presents for asylum, you have to allow them to make their claim. There is a lawsuit underway in California right now that's challenging earlier efforts where CBP officers allegedly said things like Donald Trump has said there's no more asylum in this country. So it is being litigated right now. But based on my reading of the law, it's very clear. And certainly once a person is physically present in the United States, you have to allow them to make the asylum claim. I think even if they're still in Mexico, you know, a step on the other side of the line, if they're talking to an American official and saying, I want to claim asylum, they can't block them. So the Border Patrol's answer or the CBP's answer that we're at capacity has been challenged by people who are very deeply involved with the migratory flow in El Paso. And then when you ask CBP, okay, how many people are you handling and what is capacity? Mm-hmm. You can't get an answer.
Do you suspect that this is part of the larger zero tolerance policy on immigration that the administration is hoeing to?
I think it's certainly part of the larger overall picture of them trying to hold back not only illegal immigration, but some forms of legal immigration. And what often gets lost in this discussion is that presenting yourself for asylum at a port of entry is a legal means of entry into the United States. In fact, for many people, it is the only legal means of entry. Attorney General Sessions has said that the administration is trying to close what he called the credible fear loophole. The entire premise of asylum is based on credible fear, that you show a credible fear that you'll be persecuted if returned to your home country. This administration believes that the very basis of the law is itself a loophole. And that's really an amazing statement.
Is there any indication of how this might be having a ripple effect, or still too early to know?
One of the things that we know, ironically enough, is that some of the migrants who've been turned back at the port of entry have then done the next thing available to them, which is to enter the country illegally away from a port of entry and surrender themselves to a Border Patrol agent so that they can begin the asylum process that way. That in this era brings additional risk, because as part of the zero tolerance policy, the Trump administration has told agents that they must criminally prosecute anybody coming into the country illegally, which would be in most cases a misdemeanor. So that's when you begin to see families being separated. And a lot of the migrants still aren't aware of that policy. And so you're seeing families taken apart. And we're not just talking about, you know, for a couple of days. I just covered another story where a woman was reunited with her son after being separated for almost 10 months. It turns out that the Trump administration had quietly pilot tested the zero tolerance program in El Paso last year, and she walked right into the middle of this experiment without knowing it and wound up being separated from her son for almost 10 months.
This is some remarkable reporting by veteran journalist Robert Moore. He is doing a lot of these stories for Texas Monthly, and we're going to have a link to his two latest pieces at our own website, texasstandard.org. Bob, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us here on The Standard.
My pleasure, David. Thanks for having me.